I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, delighted you're with us this hour. If you've missed any part of today's show and you want to, or if maybe you're arriving somewhere, you're in the car and you're going to be getting out and doing something else, which I hope is fun, you know that you can go to travelers411.com and click on podcast. Every show is podcast for 52 weeks. So you can download us, take us with you wherever you go. And if you're not into podcasting, or if it's 53 weeks from now when you have a burning desire to know something about something we talked about that's more than a year ago, then you'll be able to go to the archived audio, and you'll find that at sabrams.com. In the show notes, you'll find it. Well, if you go, you know, we've cross-referenced it in like, I don't know, half a dozen places. Go to travelers411.com in forums. Scroll down to the destination in the world. Click on the destination. You're going to find the people we've talked to in that destination. And then you can click on it. And if it's within a year, you'll find it podcast. But you'll also find it immediately archived. So we archive and podcast the same time. But the archiving stays forever. And the podcasting doesn't. And I want to direct you at travelers411.com to our directory. Click on directory. We create a directory for every guest. And in the directory, you will find all the pertinent information related to our guest. You will find links to the relevant websites associated with that guest. And you'll also find links to photos. You'll find that in show notes, too. If they've created a member's photo album at Travelers 411, you're going to find a link in directory, in forums, in show notes. And it's just cross-referenced all over the place. And we also remind you about guests that we've had on in the sidebar and in the footer of every page, pretty much. Just about every page, a couple of them that you won't find it at, but that's so rare. And you'll be able to, you know, get a little reminder. It kind of, you know what it's like? You know when you go to the supermarket and you pass the cookie aisle and you say, I will not buy cookies this week. And you exercise great discipline. And then you go in the vegetable aisle. And as you come around the corner, there's a whole bin of cookies. And you say, no, I will not buy cookies this week. And then you go down the soup aisle, and then you go down some other aisle. And every time you come around a corner, there's another bin full of cookies there until finally you say, okay, it's next week. I'm not going to buy cookies. Today we're taking cookies home, and you grab a package. Well, we kind of do the same thing because you've got just hundreds of reminders of guests that we've had on. And we have created the most incredible reference library of information for travelers that is presented by people who know what they're talking about. I have to tell you how many times I hear something, I read something, I'm online interfacing with something where I have to think that whoever shared this information about a destination or a hotel or a resort or a car rental company or a cruise line or whatever it is has probably never traveled before. I mean, if they have, they couldn't have, you know, been freaked out because they checked in the room. There was only one bar of soap in the bathroom. There was only towels for one. Well, maybe they get a lot of single travelers at that place. So they, when they set up the room, they set it up for one person. And you know what? If you want more, this is not a complaint. This is not something you need to take time to write about. Pick up the phone and call the front desk and say, I would like 32 bars of soap, please. And they will deliver them to you. Most hotels don't put enough pillows on the bed for me. Most hotels will, for a big bed meant for two people, put four pillows. I want six pillows on the bed. The first thing I do when I get in the room, if I haven't asked at the front desk how many pillows am I going to find on the bed, and would you please have somebody deliver two more, they will. That's not something you go online and write a speech about what a rotten place this was because you weren't happy with the pillows. You're not happy? Call downstairs or down the hall or down line or wherever it is. And they'll take care of you. Take care of it on the spot. Don't wait till you get home and grouse about it. That doesn't make sense. And, you know, for every individual who travels anywhere, even the shortest point-to-point, let's say, between New York and Chicago on a business trip for the day with no luggage, just going to fly out, do what you got to do, get on the plane, go home. It probably takes about 10,000 people in the travel industry working cooperatively together to make that happen. There are people in this industry knocking themselves out every day to create special experiences for people who travel. But I'm here to tell you, this is not a perfect world. And in this imperfect world, far too many things can go wrong. But there's always somebody there who can fix it. Always. The trick is you got to ask for the right person. If you ask, if you're talking to the front desk and you ask for the manager, they're going to give you the front desk manager. The first thing you want to ask that person is, what is your title? If they're the front desk manager, they're not the right person. The person you want is the general manager. Or if it's a small place and the owner's on property, you want the owner. Don't talk to the wrong person. It's like trying to sell the husband on a trip when you really should be talking to the wife. Or you want to do something with the team and you're talking to the coach, but you should be talking to the manager of the team, not the coach. Make sure you're talking to the right person. In the hotel industry, the right person is the general manager, who in fact is generally more informed about the property than the owner or owners are, because that person lives it, drinks it, breathes it every single day, and is there to make your life happy. So I'm going to introduce you to somebody who knows how to make people happy. And I'm going to start out by telling you that I'm hoping we can make it happen in today's show. But if we can't, because there's somebody else I want to talk to who was in transit today, and we're having a tough time catching up with these two people named Kyle and Jen. They have just minutes ago, basically, checked out of the Tullamore Resort and the Buena Vista Villas in Costa Rica. They experienced both, and they are now in transit in Costa Rica on their way to San Jose Airport. And the cellular service that they're driving through the area for the moment is not fabulous, which is something I can relate to, because we live in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, and there are far too many places I drive around here with my Verizon service that gets absolutely no pickup, and garble, garble, and you're gone. So if we get lucky, before they board the plane, we'll actually get them on the air with us to talk about their experience. In my studio, we are so lucky to have with us Tom Paul, who's the president of Tullamore Resort and oversees the management of Buena Vista Villas in Costa Rica. The two places where Kyle and Jen just checked out of, I got an email from them when they arrived at Tullamore Resort. And the email said, just arrived. Our bungalow is gorgeous. This place is a wow. And wow in three capital letters. So if we can't get them today, I promise you, we will track them down during the week. We'll get them on next week, and you can hear firsthand what they had to say about it. But maybe we'll get lucky and we'll get them in today's show. But in the meantime, I've got Tom Paul, the president of the company Luxury Destinations. which oversees Tolomar Resort and Buena Vista Villas in Costa Rica. And we're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Yoga on the Lawn. Once again this summer, in collaboration with the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, is pleased to offer hour-long yoga classes on Saturday mornings and are available at no additional charge to Saturday morning BSO rehearsal ticket holders from July 14th through August 25th. For more details, visit tanglewood.org.
I am delighted to have a guest in the studio because nestled here in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, we're not as easy to get to as, let's say, Boston, New York, San Francisco, Dallas, you know, Chicago, St. Louis. I mean, much if you're there, you know, folks can get to you, but and we're not that far out of the way, but we are just a little bit inconvenient on the normal path. Thanks for making the trek.
Well, thanks for having me, Stephanie. It's a privilege to be here.
Oh, and join our insanity. We also have with us today my new assistant, Erin Gowoof, and she's lying about somewhere here in the studio at the moment. She was in the green room, but I don't see her in there. Is she still in the green room? She's found a new cozy place somewhere. She's over there in the corner. I can't see her behind the console. Erin Gowoof is our, it's now 2 weeks we have her, our delightfully gorgeous, almost four-year-old English Springer Spaniel, liver and white, rescue dog that we drove 1,200 miles round trip to Ohio to pick up. That was another adventure I'll share with you. And she's with us. So if she decides she has something to say, I just wanted to warn you in advance who that was speaking. Anybody walks by our studio window, she's going to woof at them. So, yes, Erin Gowoof, a beauty. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. We're going to talk about Costa Rica, and we're going to start talking about the Tolomar Resort.
Tanglewood, summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, celebrates the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth with a season of great music. On August 10th, the BSO pays tribute to Maestro Bernstein's televised Young People's Concerts with a very special hour-long family concert. Following in the great tradition of her father, Jamie Bernstein will be the evening's host. Bring your children to Tanglewood Friday, August 10th. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Have you heard about Lufthansa German Airlines' nonstop service from 21 North American gateways to their hubs in Germany? How about this? You can fly to Munich or Frankfurt nonstop, visit, do business, add a holiday onto your business trip, and visit the world. Here are just some of the airports you can fly nonstop to Europe with Lufthansa. Which one works best for you? Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New York's JFK Airport, Newark's Liberty Airport, Orlando, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, or Washington, D.C. And Lufthansa is now flying the world's largest aircraft, the Airbus A380. Fly A380 daily service on Lufthansa to Germany from and to New York, Houston, Miami, and San Francisco. Lufthansa, recently voted by Fortune as one of the 5 most admired airlines in the world. Start planning your trip today. Visit Lufthansa.com. Lufthansa, nonstop you.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Tom Paul with me, who is about to swallow the microphone here, he's telling me. And Tom is the president of a company called Luxury Destinations Management Partners, and they have properties that they both own and manage in Costa Rica. And so, but you're based in Connecticut, no?
Yes. But I go back and forth to Costa Rica about every 5 weeks.
Well, you know, it's tough, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, that's what my neighbors say.
Yeah. So how did you fall in love with Costa Rica? Because you don't appear to be native born.
No. We actually, my wife and I vacationed there in, I believe it was 1998 for the first time. And then around 2004, we started looking for properties in the Caribbean for a vacation home, basically. and we couldn't find anything that we really liked.
Why? What did you find unappealing in the places that you looked?
Well, it was a combination of, you know, lack of things to do. You know, you go to the Caribbean islands and, you know, you lay on the beach or you do a little fishing and that's about it.
Well, yeah, because there isn't a whole lot of cultural going on.
There's not a lot of cultural things going on. There's not a lot of space to do things in. So, you know, as a result of that, you know, we were working with a couple of real estate people, and one of them suggested, you know, Costa Rica.
Had you been there before?
Only for vacation.
How many times had you vacated there?
Just once. But we really loved it. We had a great vacation. And so they talked about this new development in Manuel Antonio that was going in.
That's the name of the town, Manuel Antonio?
Yes. And we decided to get down and take a look at it. And it was in a condominium called Tulama, and it was a really special place. We fell in love with it almost instantly, and we bought one as a vacation home. And they had the ability to put it in a rental pool, which we did when we weren't there. And I was spending a lot of time going back and forth, you know, just enjoying myself. And, you know, I got to know the developer pretty well. And she was trying to run it as a resort, as well as finish the building of the rest of the units that she was putting up. And it wasn't
a challenge.
It was a challenge because she really wasn't, you know, she didn't really understand how the resort end of it should work.
Well, and, you know, that's a wonderful point that you make because there are. Forgive me for insulting all of the people in real estate that own hotels, but most of you guys don't get it, which generally makes your general managers crazy because you're focused on the real estate investment and not on the travel, tourism, hospitality experience of the guests and how to market to those people, how to pamper those people, how to take care of those folks. It's all about the real estate and not about the experience of the guest for the most part. And I'm sure there are, that's a vast generalization in terms of there. I'm sure there are some that have figured it out and have even in brought in management companies who do understand to do it right because otherwise it just doesn't work, which is basically what happened with you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's hard to do two things really super well at the same time. I mean, to have guests on property, but you're still building, and it's all the building is all about, you know, the pretty and selling them. Obviously, she's looking for, you know, people to buy these houses and put them into the rental pool. So, yeah, we were having dinner one night, and she, you know, was complaining about all the issues that she had, and I just casually said to her, you know, what you really need is a partner, you know, to take over this back end. And she said, are you playing for the job? And I kind of laughed and said, well, depends on what the offer is. And she made me a great offer, and, you know, I came in, I took over the whole guest service side of the business, and she continued to build the rest of the units that she was working on.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come back. And the first thing I want to talk with you about is what was in your background and experience other than knowing what you wanted when you traveled that put you in a position to be able to do that? We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Thank you.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got a letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have in our studio Tom Paul, the president of Luxury Destinations, a management company of resorts in Costa Rica with a couple of different properties under their belt, which started out because, you remember the guy, was it Remington Razor Shavers or whatever? He liked the razor so much, that the electric razor, he bought the company. Yeah. And we had somebody else on recently that was one of those same things. And then you're the next one. It's like you fell in love with Costa Rica.
Yes. And maybe just say a few words about Costa Rica. A lot of people don't even know where it is. And it's like going to South America somewhere, or where is it?
Well, there are a lot of people that think New Mexico was in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're not good at geography in America. Yeah.
It's Central America, and basically a 2.5-hour flight from Miami. And, from the United States, I think there are 14 major cities that have nonstop flights to Costa Rica now. If you come like I do, I fly out of Hartford, Connecticut, and it's
Bradley,
2.5 hours to Miami and 2.5 hours then down. So basically it's no longer than a coast to coast flight.
Yeah, like that. Let me ask you something else. Is there some transportation service by sea from Florida to Costa Rica?
Not that I'm aware of.
I got to find a freighter. That'll take me and my dog.
Yeah.
Because I'm not flying air and go woof. But I would like to take her on vacation. So.
Yeah. I'm sure. Obviously, freight is delivered to Costa Rica, to the port over in Limon. So you probably could hitch a ride on a freighter.
There are some freighters that have luxury bedrooms. And, some of them have up to 80 hotel rooms on the freighter for people that want to do that thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm not flying any dogs.
Well, you're talking about a small country. It's approximately the size of West Virginia. And within that small, tiny country, if you go up north to Guanacaste, you basically have a Southern California type of environment. It's kind of the dry, deserty, hot. And by the time you get to the middle of the country, you're in the tropical rainforest, and it just continues as you go further south.
So now, where is Manuel Antonio located?
Manuel Antonio is in the middle of the country, what they call the Central Costa Rica. And it actually is the only place in Costa Rica where the rainforest comes right down to the ocean.
Oh.
And that's why the government established the national park, Manuel Antonio National Park, because of the amazing amount of wildlife you get because you're in the middle of the rainforest and the rainforest goes right to the ocean.
What kind of wildlife?
Oh, all kinds of monkeys, sloths, snakes, butterflies.
Oh, let's stop there at the snakes. These poisonous kind of things going to come and get me?
No, not in the hotel areas. But if you're out in the jungle, yeah.
There's a sign that says no snakes allowed in here, and the snakes all know how to read, or what?
I think, it's just like here. I mean, snakes don't tend to go where it's populated. They tend to like to be in a quiet area.
Mm.
But the monkeys are pretty much everywhere, all different kinds, howler monkeys, titi monkeys, white-faced monkeys, and they'll come right onto the veranda of your porch. They'll even take a swim in a hot tub in some of the porches. I mean, it's amazing. And the sloths, I mean, we're very blessed that in Tulumar is also the Sloth Institute resides there, and so we have a ton of sloths in there, and people love
I have
sloths.
Some of them on my staff.
We make fun of them here in the U.S., but they love them down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, within this very small geographic area, you have a tremendous biodiversity of plant and animal life. And in the middle of the country, you have mountains that are 6,500 feet. And from coast to coast, you're only talking 70 miles at the narrowest portion. So, I mean, you have a very small country that you can drive around and explore if you want, or you can just stay in one spot and enjoy the beaches. The water is fantastic. It's actually the warmest water I've ever felt anywhere. I mean, you know, generally you're going to be 78 to 80 degrees in water temperature year round.
Yeah, that's for me.
Yeah,
I don't like that get used to it stuff.
Exactly.
And I am past the point where I want to jump in all at once to get it over with.
And we used to vacation, my wife and I, in the Caribbean quite a bit in the winter. And the last few years that we went down, it was cold. I mean, we normally took a January vacation, and we'd wind up with, mm-hmm. you know, rain, cool temperatures, wind. And in fact, that's how we first went to Costa Rica. I said to the travel agent that I worked with at the time, I said, you know, I want to go someplace where it's going to be warm, and you got to guarantee me it's going to be really warm. And she said, Costa Rica. She said, you won't be disappointed. And we weren't. It was super, you know, 88 every day in January, and, you know, 78 at night, beautiful, balmy breezes off the ocean and warm ocean water. Fantastic.
Yeah. So, and then you got the bug to own a place.
Yes. So we decided to buy a place for, you know, vacation. And, you know, one thing led to the other. And as I said, you wound up taking over the guest services side and ultimately starting a management company. And, you know, then, you know, we're now, we bought the hotel because Tulumar started as a hotel. And let me back up a little bit about Tulumar, because it can be somewhat confusing.
All right.
It's a 33-acre gated condominium. And within that condominium now, there are about 53 units. And all of the units are individual. Even the hotel, which was there before any of the property was subdivided and people built homes, the hotels were what they called bungalows. And it was basically a living room, kitchen, and bedroom and bathroom. And it was standalone, and it was surrounded by this lush jungle environment. And what happened after that, there were another development of six villas that went in on one lot, and then on four lots, 15 what we call casas, and the rest on the property are single individual homes. And I would say all but two of the owners rent. So basically of those 53 units, 51 of the units are rented. And our management company, which is the official hotel on the property, we rent about 38 of the units. And they're 1, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom units. So we can accommodate, you know, wow, groups of just about every size, you know, from couples all the way up to 10, 12 people in a family. And you basically have the privacy of an individual home. And all of the amenities of a five-star hotel. And we provide, you know, transportation around the property. We have two restaurants associated with the property.
What kind of food do they serve?
The one restaurant serves what I would call, you know, continental food with a Costa Rican flair. Lots of fresh fish, fresh vegetables, all local. And the other one is a gourmet Italian restaurant. And, you know, probably the best Italian food that I've had in Costa Rica. And so...
Well, let me take a step back, because, you know, I have to be the skeptic here. Especially having grown up in New York, where if you're not in Italy, you got a good shot at getting really good Italian food. You say it's the best food, best Italian food in Costa Rica. How does that compare to? I mean, you're from Connecticut. You've eaten good Italian food.
Yes.
Both in New York and in Connecticut. So how does it compare with that?
I wouldn't want to hold our chefs up to, you know, the best restaurant in New York City. But in terms of Connecticut, I think we could hold our own. Actually, the person who started this restaurant was a chef, and he cooked primarily Italian food. He worked in Miami, and he moved to Costa Rica. He started the restaurant, and we actually bought the restaurant from him.
What was his name?
Mark Dalton. And he still lives in Costa Rica in Manuel Antonio. He has a real estate business there, and he also is a wine importer. So he imports from a winery in Chile, and many of the wines we carry in our restaurant.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're talking with Tom Paul, the president of Luxury Destinations that oversees Sulmar Resort in Costa Rica and Buena Vista Villas. We'll be right back. Don't leave.
Beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-526-9917. That's 800-526-9917. Call now. 800-526-9917.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Have you heard about Lufthansa German Airlines' nonstop service from 21 North American gateways to their hubs in Germany? How about this? You can fly to Munich or Frankfurt nonstop, visit, do business, add a holiday onto your business trip, and visit the world. Here are just some of the airports you can fly nonstop to Europe with Lufthansa. Which one works best for you? Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New York's JFK Airport, Newark's Liberty Airport, Orlando, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, or Washington, D.C. And Lufthansa is now flying the world's largest aircraft, the Airbus A380. Fly A380 daily service on Lufthansa to Germany from and to New York, Houston, Miami, and San Francisco. Lufthansa, recently voted by Fortune as one of the 5 most admired airlines in the world. Start planning your trip today. Visit Lufthansa.com. Lufthansa. Non-stop you.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit Serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Walking in the sand. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Tom Paul in our studio. He's made the trek in from Connecticut to visit with us, where his home and his headquarters of Luxury Destinations Management Partners that oversee the operation of Tulumar Resort and Buena Vista Villas in Costa Rica. And he runs back and forth between Connecticut and Costa Rica. So what you said earlier, that about every 5 weeks you head from Connecticut to Costa Rica. And when you get to Costa Rica, how long do you usually stay?
I usually stay about 8 to 10 days and work closely with our general manager on property. who, as you said before, probably knows more about how everything works down there than I do.
It's true. Yeah. You know, owners shouldn't get insulted by that. In fact, it's a great plus that they were smart enough to hire somebody who has to, by definition, be passionate about the property, care enough about it to, you know, eat it, drink it, sleep it, you know, inhale it, be there for it, and be willing to walk out on things like birthday and anniversary parties because something's happened that they need to be on property for. And so it's like, you know, whoever the manager, the general manager is married to is the second wife because the first wife is the hotel. How it is. It's one of the reasons, by the way, there was such a high divorce rate among GMs in the world, because you have to have a wife who is a saint or a husband who is a saint. And interestingly, women make up a very, very small percentage of general managers worldwide. Some people think it's like an anti-feminist thing. I think the thing is that there are too many women who aren't willing to make everything else in their life secondary to the hotel. They don't want to do it.
That's exactly true.
Yeah. So are there any specific things that we haven't talked about that you want our audience to know about? I mean, one of the things I want to know about, you mentioned this national forest park that you back up against and whatever. But there's a beach there, no?
Yes, there is.
Let's talk about the beach.
Okay. In Manuel Antonio, you have the National Park. And within the National Park, there are, I believe, three beautiful beaches. Right outside the National Park is the public beach, which is probably about a mile and a half to 2 miles long. A beautiful white sand beach. And then there are smaller beaches around as you go around the Manuel Antonio area. And in fact, the Tulumar Resort has its own exclusive beach, which is a beautiful cove-like beach, and part of what makes the resort so special. When you go to that beach, you know, basically have no crowds. It's just the people on property. And we also serve drinks to people right on the beach, and you can get lunch down at the beach. You know, food comes down. There's nice tables and chairs and umbrellas to sit at.
Do monkeys come out to share your lunch?
Oh, you can see the monkeys all around. They'll steal something if you leave it out. By the way, I should mention that you should not feed the monkeys. There are warning signs everywhere. It's not good for them, for their health. And it just encourages them to be very lazy.
How does somebody make a reservation at one of these places, the Tulumar Resorts or Buena Vista Villas?
You can go to our website.
So it's TulumarResort.com. And you'll find the links at sabrams.com in the show notes and Travelers411 in the directories and just about everywhere. You won't have a problem. So if you're driving, don't worry about writing it down or spelling it right.
Yeah.
Is there a special message you'd like to leave with our listeners?
If you haven't had Costa Rica on your to-do list, you should definitely add it. You know, I had the pleasure of traveling all over the world throughout my career. And quite honestly, there are not too many countries that I've been to that are as pretty as Costa Rica, with all of the various different flora and fauna. And I have to put a plug into the Costa Rican people. They are some of the nicest people in the world. They want you to be happy.
I don't speak Spanish. Is that a problem?
Not a problem at all. They all speak English by and large, especially in the tourism area.
I want to thank you so much, Tom Paul, for joining us today. This has been delightful. Everybody else, stay with me. We've got more to go. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
And we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.